Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. Today's guest is from the Department of Geological Sciences, and his name is Philip Goodell. Phil, welcome, and tell the audience, what do you do over there in the way of research?
Well, good morning. Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation. We study rocks and we study earth processes and we study mountains and Sierra Madre and mines and mineral deposits and uranium. Mm-hmm. Uranium is one of my favorite.
So what do you study about uranium? Presumably where it is and how to get it.
And how it got there and how uranium deposits throughout the world form and how many there are and things like that.
Is it different in all the locations? I mean, I know yellow cake, uranium oxide. You find it all over the world.
No, uranium and gold are very versatile. They occur in many different geologic environments, and you have to know a lot of, you apply chemistry, physics, biology, and to understand how they got there and where you're going to find some more.
And so you're using this as an exploratory tool to find uranium.
And gold, and a number of other products also. I spend a lot of time in the Sierra Madre, where that's more on the gold, silver, precious metals types of deposits. And it's a very wild country down there. And
You fit right in, if I might say so.
Sure.
So when you're down there, are you looking for the gold and the silver as an economic, or is it just an intellectual interest to say, I wonder if this formation here, etc.?
Well, there's also a very interesting challenge, and sure, an academic challenge. You learn things, you apply it, you see if you can, you know, test it out. It's a big puzzle, but the money in the end is nice.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to help people find new sources and economically viable sources?
Oh, yes, quite a bit. For beginning in 1993, when Mexico changed its mining law, then one could apply their knowledge and develop resources down there. And sure, I've helped quite a few companies.
And what does that mean for Philip Goodell?
They give me stock. I don't usually work for, you know, just a consulting fee. No, give me some stock. And, you know, it's probably low priced if you're a beginner company. So, you know, give me a lot of stock. And then you sit back and watch the price go up.
So do you actually have students working down there with you?
Oh, all the time.
So they get paid from the company?
Well, usually. Sometimes there are companies who are short of funds and they have difficulty paying everything.
So let me ask this then, because this leads to an area which I can see has got some issues that I would have anyway. You work for a university. Do you use instruments at the university for your studies?
No. For chemical analyses, we send them out. One of the things I'd like to talk about, the Center for Entrepreneurial Geosciences, which is a new entity here on campus and which I started and donated to initiate it. And go to science.utep.edu/CEGS. And there's a magnificent website that includes a lot of the things we're doing, our mission, our activities, and it provides you the opportunity to donate.
Well, Phil Goodell, you've always been an interesting fellow with your own particular kite to fly. So I'd like to thank you for being here and encourage people to go to look at that website. This has been another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, celebrating the University of Texas at El Paso. Phil Goodell, we thank you, and my name is Keith Pannell.